Some changes are coming after Tuesday's election in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Eric Gabriel and Garfield Reed were voted onto the select board, while incumbent Kate Burke was narrowly unseated. Unofficial numbers from the town clerk show that the race for 2 3-year seats came down to a handful of votes. Gabriel secured 649, Reed 619, and first-term select board member Burke 599.
If you look at the breakdown with the vote count, my neighbors, everybody in Housatonic really turned out for me.
Eric Gabriel is a 44-year-old electrical contractor who hails from Housatonic, a village within Great Barrington set just apart from the town proper.
It was a higher-than-normal vote count, Housatonic, I feel, and everybody just really turned out and showed up for me. And I think it's just everybody feeling the need that they need at least one person from this area on the board to have a voice be heard and have somebody that they can stop when at the post office or at Aberdale's and just to relay their concerns. And people are better at doing that and feel like they're being heard more than over an email, you know? So it's that personal connection, I feel, is what got me through.
The village's dilapidated former school building is one of the community's chief concerns.
Obviously, the Housatonic School needs to be addressed, and that's something that we've been working on in the Housatonic Improvement Committee for a year, and I think we're getting close to making some decisions on it.
The other new select board member describes himself as a blue-collar, working-class man who wants to be a champion of the unheard.
Being 70 years old, I think I will look to try to see if I can get through a tax deferral for seniors. That is something that has been brought to me by one of the constituents in Great Barrington, and I think it's worth looking at because I am a senior.
Garfield Reed, who works part-time at the Plaza Package Store, sits on the Great Barrington Affordable Housing Trust Committee and is an associate planning board member.
I think I would like to hope to facilitate something happening at Monument Mountain High School, as it does need some repairs. We all know that the population is shrinking, the school population, so there are school boards are speaking about possibly consolidation and maybe having a better vocational program. I would like to try to champion it or work for it.
With the vote, Reed becomes one of the few elected people of color in Berkshire County and says he wants to make sure the community is safe for everyone.
We here are in Great Barrington, have a small minority community and a growing but small immigrant population. And I want to make sure that the police are up to standards with their training, their sensitivity training, and all the police reform that's being introduced. And I spoke with the chief of police. They're doing a fine job. I commend what they're doing. And I will intermittently, periodically, speak with the chief to make sure they're still online and going forward.
Beyond sitting on the town's Affordable Housing Trust Committee, Reed lives in a house made available to him by Great Barrington-based affordable housing nonprofit Construct.
We are putting 14 homes in Housatonic through the Great Barrington Affordable Housing Trust Fund. So anything that promotes affordable housing, I'm up for it. And I know we do need to stand behind Construct and other places that are making it possible for some people to live here and still live here by their rental programs. We're a service industry. We don't have a lot of high-paying jobs. I'd love to think I could facilitate it. We haven't had talks about job creation in a long time.
The next major Great Barrington political event is the annual town meeting over 2 nights on June 7th and 10th at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.